You're listening to SBS News.
Tensions remain high in the Middle East after Iran launched more than a dozen ballistic missiles at United States troop bases in Iraq. No deaths have been reported. Iran says it acted in retaliation to the US's targeted killing of its top military general, Qassem Soleimani, last week. United States President Donald Trump says there's no indication Iran is planning further attacks.
Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world. No American or Iraqi lives were lost because of the precautions taken.
Mr. Trump says he's going to ask fellow NATO members to become more involved in US operations in the Middle East. He's also calling for world powers to follow his lead in withdrawing from the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran.
Iran must abandon its nuclear ambitions and end its support for terrorism. The time has come for the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Russia, and China to recognize this reality. They must now break away from the remnants of the Iran deal.
The accord's already unraveling, with Iran announcing this week it had abandoned another of its commitments under the agreement. Mr. Trump says the US is going to impose what he calls additional punishing sanctions on Iran following its missile strikes. Meanwhile, in the Iranian capital Tehran, hundreds have gathered to listen to a speech by the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. They chanted death to America, death to Britain, death to hypocrites, and death to Israel. The Ayatollahs called Iran's strike on the Iraqi bases a slap in the face for the US and labelled their presence in the Middle East corrupt.
Last night we slapped them in the face. These military actions are not enough for revenge, but what is important is that the corrupt presence of America in this region comes to an end.
The United Nations is calling for calm. Stefan Dujarric, the spokesman for UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres, says the bloc is concerned.
It is our common duty to make every effort to avoid a war in the Gulf that the world cannot afford. We must not forget the terrible human suffering caused by war. As always, ordinary people pay the highest price.
Evan Young, SBS News.